I apologize that we're a few minutes late. Good afternoon. This is the Historic Landmarks Commission for October 8th, 2018. And I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff.
Hillary Adam.
Art Graves.
Great, thanks. And the members of the commission who are present today.
Ernestina Fuenmayor.
Maya Fodi.
Annie Mahoney.
Kristen Miner.
Wendy Chung.
Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. For our agenda today, we are going to start with some, I believe, brief items of interest. Hillary, would you like to start us out with that?
I would just like to acknowledge that this is Kristen Miner's first hearing as chair and Maya Fodi's first hearing as vice chair. New leadership is always fun.
Thank you.
And also real quickly, last time we were here, we talked about forwarding or providing testimony to the city council on the HRM ordinance about placarding. Nobody could make it to that hearing to provide testimony, but we can still provide written comments before second reading, which is this week. I don't have the date and time yet, but I know that Maya has drafted something to start, and so we could talk about forwarding those comments to City Council in the form of a letter. And we can talk about that more at the end if we want, or we can just touch on it now, depending if it takes a couple minutes or not.
Yeah. I mean, I really appreciate the depth of knowledge that you've already put into this issue, and I'm so glad that you have been able to do that research. We talked about, I think, some of the issues around, the URM placarding at the last commission meeting. I don't know. Do you want to add anything, or should we come back to this issue?
So I sent it to Annie and Matt. If you guys had any comments, and there was a couple points that I still hadn't vetted. And so before I send it out, I definitely want to make sure I follow up on a few of the. For example, one of the things I came across was the fact if it's a National Register building, then you have to get their permission and it costs extra money. I want to confirm that that's true by calling the source as opposed to just putting it in a letter. So there's a few things I had to follow up on. So by when would you need it? If it's we don't know when you need it by.
Tomorrow would be ideal just because I don't know when they're doing second reading, but I know that it's this week.
Right. End of the day.
Could you speak into your mic? Or
By end of the day tomorrow, would that be good for the letter? I could get it
hopefully out. Yeah. I'll confirm as soon as I can tomorrow when it would be needed by, and I can get back
and that
to you.
Gives Annie, if you have any comments, and Matt, is he around? Is he commissioner?
He's not present today.
But he's on the sort of subcommittee that was working on this.
Right.
At least Annie has the opportunity.
I don't remember. I don't know if he's out of
town. Out of town for work.
Okay. So you.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that we had a second opportunity, so I didn't put any time into it, but I will try to do that this evening.
Okay. And then you can just forward me the points that you want to make, and I can put them on letterhead and forward it to City Council.
Okay.
Other than that, just to let the rest of the commission know, we are working on filling Kirk's seat. We probably won't be able to interview candidates until the end of October, so it will be at least another month. before we fill that seat.
And then, of course, Wednesday we have our presentation to City Council, 3:30. Be there. Woo! And I think we're just about done with a PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, I think Kirk might be doing some tweaks on it, but it'd be great to be able to send it around so that people could at least get a little advance viewing.
Yes.
before they see it at City Council. Right.
And then afterwards, we will be celebrating Kirk's 10 years or right. 8 years on the commission at the Rookery.
Perfect.
Yeah. Ideally getting there by 5.
Any other items of interest? Okay.